It's PJ and Jim's After Show show for another week. These things come around fierce quick.
They do, they come around fierce quick now, I have to say. Thank God for that. Thank God the weeks are marching on, I have to say. Mm. The weeks have, since we had a little holiday, it feels like we're only back a few days. We're actually back like 3 weeks now or something.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's, I have to say, I'm glad the weeks are flying by. Because let's face it, we're not fucking missing anything, are we?
You know what I mean? Nobody wants this year anymore.
Nobody wants this year anymore. Although next year, no one wants next year either.
Yeah.
And maybe not the year after that. But, you know, essentially we're getting to
it. I was just thinking the other day, actually. Suppose, imagine if you had something really good that did happen to you in your life in 2020.
You have to keep it to yourself.
I actually was thinking that. That if you say, for example, supposing you found the house of your dreams, or you found the person of your dreams, or something amazing, or you won the lotto or something or whatever, and you'd be, you know, in years and years and years to come, you'd be looking back and you'd be going, 2020, that was a great year for me. And everybody be going, are you fucking mad?
Like your mind.
What sort of psychopath are you?
I mean, with the person of your dreams, I'm all right anyway, because I wouldn't let the person of my dreams be seen with me in public anyway. I wouldn't be seen with that person. But, you know what I mean? I know what you're saying. It's like back in the...
Sorry, that was a slow penny drop for me. I was going... I wonder what he means, but now I know what he means. I mean, she'd be arrested.
Oh, she'd be out. I think she'd be doing the public. No one wants to do that, except for me.
Fair point.
You know what I mean?
Fair point.
Yeah, even they're going, see who he's hanging around with.
Oh my God. Jesus. I didn't know they made women look like that.
I didn't know they did that. Look at your man. It's the parties he's having. It's outrageous.
Oh my God.
They should both be ashamed of themselves. But we are. Me and my fictional person are ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah. But we're ashamed of ourselves in the privacy of our own home.
Yeah, so take that. But I know exactly what you're saying, though. It's like millionaires who in the last recession in 2007 and 8, all of a sudden, even though they didn't take any hit at all, were suddenly selling off their Ferraris because they were like, Jesus, it looks terrible. Like, you know what I mean? I'm pulling up at the post office there and there's lads, you know, getting their scratch and all, and here's me. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to get a Prius. I'm going to try and blend in a little more.
Yeah.
So you start to feel a little bit guilty of your... And this weird thing we're coming into now, they're saying it's going to be the K-shaped recession.
What does that mean?
Okay, so basically what's happening is there's going to be 30% of people in the country who, because of this, are going to be doing better than ever before. Whereas
right.
The last recession, everybody dropped to whatever amount of percent.
Yeah.
So if you are kind of bollocks, you're completely bollocks. And if you're filthy rich, you're only becoming...
You're half bollocks.
You aren't getting as rich.
Yeah.
You are still getting rich, but not as rich. Whereas this time, 30% of Ireland are doing better than ever. Take it off. This recession, it suits them. And the rest of us are kind of... Old grey mare ink. Born trousers anymore.
Where's the K?
So the K is, there's the linear bit of the economy is the straight bit.
Right.
And then there's the heading off on your own up into the air.
Oh, and heading down.
And then there's heading down into nowhere with the K.
Now
that's
makes
what they
sense.
Say, the K-shaped recession. Yeah. So
you couldn't have just drawn a picture, could you? It would have made life a lot easier.
I'm not very good at pictures. And I'm to be honest with you, the only reason I understand this at all is I happened to meet Owen McGee and he was explaining to me. You know Owen McGee, the finance man?
No.
Oh, he has this great show, How to Be Good with Money and All.
Right.
On RTE. Oh, he's a genius. That's the only thing I got from him. He was trying to explain to me how to buy a house. Can't do it. And all of that sort of stuff. But I got the K off him. I got the K explained to me and all of that, And then he was telling me about how the pup works and how all the, you know, the pup and the difference between that and the unemployment payment and all. And I totally zoned out. I don't understand any of this.
Your eyes glazed over. And you thought, listen, let's go back to the K.
And he says,
a bit in the middle.
Let's go talk about how I'm affected again, I thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's enough about everybody else. Let's talk about me.
He's an absolute fountain of knowledge for all this stuff.
I always find, though, there's people who are just having an instinct for understanding stuff, especially businessy stuff, right? Yeah,
some people are just born to make
money. Just absolutely.
I'm not either.
Talent doesn't matter, right? I'm sorry. Listen, I hate to burst anybody's bubble, but even if you're really talented, that's nothing. Basically, it's that business acumen or something. Or just that. It's not even that I'm not good at it. I don't even understand it.
Don't even get me head. I can't even understand the basics.
Exactly. And I can't. People are, even if they're talking about your own personal things, in your tax things and the this and the and what, anything. And it's like, I just, the minute I hear it, everything about me goes, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable, yeah.
I can't stand forms, I can't stand...
Can't even fill out a form. I have to pay someone to fill out a form. So straight away I'm losing money.
Yeah.
Straight away I'm losing money because I have to pay someone to fill out a form.
Yeah, man,
Owen McGee, I was chatting to Owen McGee. And he goes, listen, we'll get to the bottom of your thing.
This is turning into the bleeding Owen McGee podcast.
Oh, sorry, I tell you,
is he fucking paying any money for us? Is he sponsoring it?
No,
because he's a fucking smart businessman.
Yeah.
And he knows how to get publicity without paying for it.
I met him, asked him for advice, and now here I am publicizing. Yeah, that's how brilliant that he is. But he sent me, he says, first of all you need to do is find out what your credit rating with the banks is. I went, great, how do we do that? And he goes, I'll send you a form. I haven't even opened the email.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't even opened
the email. And like you're saying, some people are born from...
Yeah, what you wanted there was him to turn around and go, right, listen, I'll find out for you. Grant.
Yeah.
That's what I'm always
Why
looking for.
Why can't you fill out the form?
Yeah.
You're the one that knows it's how to do it.
When somebody's giving me advice, what I really want them to say is, listen, this is what you have to do, so I'll do it for you.
Yeah, and then I head
we're
off.
All happy.
And I head off into the broke wilderness knowing there's a responsible adult.
Exactly.
Looking after me shit.
Exactly.
But like it is that. Like I remember, there was a lad that we were in school, in primary school, right?
Yeah.
Primary school now. This is how you know these people are born and not made, right?
Yeah.
And we were playing chasing. And I were doing your thing, you know, you had to sit in the windowsill, and if you got to the windowsill, you couldn't be caught.
Yeah,
right?
That was like your den, your safe or your whatever.
I can't remember what the word was, but that was your thing, right? And I was running, right? And he was after me, Gary, right? And he was after me, and I jumped like that to get my arse onto the seat, right?
Yeah.
And me arse broke the small window and of the gym, right?
Yeah.
And we were taken in by Mr. Carr, right? Mr. Carr was our prime minister, I was going to say. What's they call those fuckers?
Jesus, you went to a fierce posh school. Yeah. Gallagher, the Prime Minister would like to see you in his office.
Straight away. Damn you, Gary, and your chasing game.
Gallagher, I'm reducing you from the Minister for Lunchtime Entertainment.
Imagine, you will not do that, sir. My family have been members of the Ministry of Lunchtime Entertainment for the last 500 years.
I'll have you know, I support that wing of this school.
Yeah. Do you really want my grandfather to have your father's name taken from the door? So I smashed with me arse, right?
Yeah.
And there was war over it, right? So me and Gary got taken in, right, into your man, into, what's his name, what's the name? A principal, for fuck's sake, into the principal's office. Right, I missed that car, lovely man.
You know, it's actually really easy to accept that you know very little about business.
Yeah, you see
what
you
call the man in the school. Oh, yeah. Man, what do you call him?
Yeah, the Prime Minister of Faculties. So they took us in, and Mr. Carr goes to, he started saying, the window was broken, you could have seriously damaged yourselves, it's ridiculous, carry on, jumping like that. And you go, and now the window's broken, that's going to cost £10 to fix, he goes, right?
Yeah.
1986, whatever. And Gary puts his hand in his pocket, they were in primary school, so we're no more than 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And he puts his hand in his pocket and goes, £10 notes, and puts it, and it was, what in the hell is going
on
here? Rang his parents, right? Yeah, primary school again. He's never stopped making money. Yeah, we give him £1 and he fills up a bottle of petrol and cuts grass for the whole summer.
Jesus.
That's it. He's always working.
Yeah.
He's never at home. He's out delivering leaflets for Nolan's supermarket. He's out fighting Clontarf.
He goes
out delivering leaflets for them. And then when he's not doing that, he's up in Crow Park on the weekend selling programmes. And then he's cutting grass all through the summer. We can't. He's always... I was like, here.
Jeez.
He gave me a euro and... I see,
well, you see, but
and
that's
the next thing I'm there, Mark, and you can try and get that out of my nose so I can buy a can of coke.
Yeah.
Man, that 50 pence he gave me, I'm about to get it caught in my ear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it's unbelievable.
That's great, though. That's
they're
a
made.
Good thing. That's like they're, that's sort of like a hard-working kind of, you know, I know it's entrepreneurial, hard-working, but I'm talking about the guys who, like, they just seem to know how to... I don't know. It's just, it's their business people who just know how to kind of, you know, they started off going saying, you know, like, oh, what you know, I just started a little thing. And all of a sudden it's a fucking multi-million.
An enterprise.
It's an enterprise. You know what I mean?
I know.
They're lads who just like, oh, you know, and I did this deal with China there. And what?
The hell did you do a deal with China? What are you talking
about? You can get, you know.
I know anyone can do
it. Or somebody who's like, they just fucking, you know, I started importing fucking, what?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you even find out that you could do that?
No. You know, it's like there's another lad. You know him as well. It's just in case they get him in trouble, I don't want to say his name. But you know who he is as well. And he started out in business like that. He bought a whole load of Chinese head massagers online. And he started selling them.
Yeah.
Right?
You see, they're the lads, right? Because it's almost like they just know that something's going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, the other lad, your mate, who's actually out there cutting grass, delivering leaflets, that's hard work.
Hard work.
But other lads just seem to know things that'll just work. They'll just sell or they'll
just... Chinese head massagers, right? And when he was in school, he was copying blueies on VHS and selling them to other lads, right? And then he...
Did you go to St. Trinian's?
No.
What the fucking hell? There's 10-year-old fucking drug dealers. No. Fucking... Yeah, no. I tell them I'm cutting grass, but it's grass of a different nature. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And then lads fucking copying blueies and everything.
If you want a bit of grass and the top of your bluey, give us a shout.
Yeah, listen. Now, I'll tell you, while you're smoking that, I know a lad who... something you can put in the telly. That's all I'm saying.
No, this fella, I wasn't even in school with this fella. This is just his stories. And he was the only of Louis in school. And then he started doing he got the Chinese head massagers and all.
Yeah.
And was selling them off. And now he owns a restaurant chain.
Bloody hell.
And loads of, and gyms. And
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And shops and all.
Yeah, yeah. This is the same man.
Like, how?
This is the same man who it is impossible to insult.
Impossible to insult.
Yeah, yeah.
No feelings.
Yeah. Your food is shit.
What did
interesting.
You like
about what specifically?
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, thanks for letting me know. I let them know. I didn't realise it was shy. Yeah, I don't want to have it. He can't insult him. He's not.
You see, and that might be part of it.
Probably.
That
because
might
I'd
be part of
yeah,
it.
I'd
yeah,
I'd be like insulted and marked.
Oh, I'd be whinging in a corner.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, it's all.
I served 7,500 pieces of chicken from one place of restaurants. One of them was a bit shy. Why can't I stop thinking about that shy chicken?
I know.
That's
what
it,
is
you know.
That? Oh, yeah. You
I
see,
know.
That's the secret. That is definitely
it's
the secret.
Being able to not give a shit what people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose. And then, as well, it does, like you said, though, it comes natural to some people. So, you know, they might say, how would you get into that? I'd love to get into that.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, it's simple. What do you mean? Have you got a few quid stashed away? Well, I have, like, you know. I don't know, like,
yeah,
10 grand there that I wouldn't mind trying to make a future with in them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, grand. So I'll just get an EP111, right? And then you...
What?
Yeah, yeah, everyone has them. You have it at home. Look around. Get an EP111, right? And then you send that into revenue and you complete the A45, right? Now, that's fairly simple to do. Could take a couple of months. Once you talk to your solicitor, he'll know what you're talking about. I'm like going, I have shoes. What are you talking about? What the?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It's
no,
really simple. Come here, what's your PBS number, right? Yeah. When you add that with your date of birth, right? If you add that with your date of birth and divide by 12, you'll find out the percentage of life ahead of you that you can get a loan from the bank to the power of 4.
Yeah.
What it's are you talking about?
It's like
I can't
always,
do any of this
I
shit.
I always defer decisions I'm going to make about something to other people.
Big
so
time,
I'll always do the kind of, like, so it could be anything. What's the best, well, okay, with phone, it's a different thing because I can only use one. But anyway, but, you know, if you're buying, you want to get a new printer or computer or something, and you're like, and I will never kind of decide, right, I'll judge now what that's going for it, what's that. I'll always just go to somebody else who I think, because I assume everybody knows more than me, and I'll go, what would you say is the best computer to get? And they'll go, oh, it's the HP, blah, 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 blah. HP? That's an ice cream. Anyway, it's the HP Cornetto X4 Plus. Ah, oh, fuck it. That's the one
that's
I'm getting.
The one,
so I always do that.
Yeah.
I'd always do that.
Or the worst is when they ask you more questions. What's the best computer to get? Well, what do you use it for? Well, I haven't got
computer
it yet.
Computer things.
Yeah, I don't have it yet. I haven't used it for anything. Yeah, what will you use it for? I don't know. Typing or something. I'm watching Netflix. I don't know.
How are we not millionaires, man?
I don't know.
How are we not top of the fucking entrepreneurial chain?
And that's the other thing as well. I talk to lads like your man there, you know, and I meet him. I go, how'd you do that, though? And then, yeah, I'd love to do something like that. And then he goes, well, you do this, you do this. And then he goes, now there's a fair bit of work. And I go, I see. I want to do what you're doing because I don't like walking.
That's exactly.
Because I'm just trying to find the path of life with least resistance.
Yeah.
Like, you're ambitious. I just want to get through with the least amount shit.
It's like when we talk about, if we have ideas about something, say, like, I'd say to you about, oh, I have a great idea for a podcast. And, you know, and I'd say it to you, and you'd go, geez, that sounds
brilliant.
Fucking deadly. That sounds great.
Brilliant.
And that's a cracking idea. And I think, I must
do that.
Of course, it would mean phoning people up and would mean getting the gear together and
yeah, then have to go to
mean arranging to meet people.
Yeah, and then you're like, right, and then it's publicising and letting people probably know.
Probably have
there.
To prepare some questions. And
then you're like, yeah, I have to do that every week, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And then, of course, there'd be pressure to make sure you always had an episode ready and then you're like, a bit of editing involved. And
you have to contact a network to pop and get... And then maybe for advertising.
I know, I will do it one of these days.
And you're like, yeah. Do you know something? Maybe I'm better off thinking about it.
I don't want to rush in, I'm just going to walk around thinking about it,
knowing I have a good idea. And then wait till someone else does it.
That is me all over. I am so bad at that. Procrastinating about something like that forever.
Yeah. But then you get to an age, there's a point in your life when you think of something you got, and you go hell for dinner, and you take a few kicks. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. And then you get to a stage where I'm having all my good ideas now.
Yeah.
In my 40s, this is when I'm having all the good ideas.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be arsed doing any of them. I am walking around just going, oh, would you stop? I'm knackered.
You see, that's what I want to do. I want to come in with something. I want to come in with an idea, you know, thinking, geez, that could really work. That sounds great. I want to come in and I want to say it to you and you to go, that sounds absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll do the, and then you know what I mean? And I can go, yeah, grand.
Brilliant. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
You just tell me when.
Somebody says to me, grand, well, I'll set up the thing, I'll do that, and I'll do that, and that, and that, and that.
And you're like, yeah, great.
Excellent.
You just tell me
when
I'll
be there.
I told
you it was a great idea.
Tell me when to be there. And then you'll get a call in 2 weeks. We're going to be, shit. Forgot I made this stupid bleeding thing.
Oh my God!
The crack of it all. Yeah.
It's all suddenly coming together. Why we're here doing this?
We need to start. Here's our podcast idea. Here's the new podcast. Yeah. How to not be millionaires with PJ and Jim.
Absolutely.
How to not feel bad about having great ideas that you couldn't be arsed doing.
Do you know the other thing is? Another way they say, you know, that saying is like, you know, you learn from your mistakes. You have to learn from your mistakes. But other people could learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
We could literally take their mistakes out of their life for them. By being the mistakes that they don't have to make.
Jesus Christ, this is like watching the music. Well, it's like we're going to burst into song. We could have been anything that we wanted to be.
I could have been a contender, you know.
It's like Bugsy Malone. With all the talent we had, no doubt about it, we'll scream and we shout it. You know, the very best at being bad.
I tell you, that's it. We're going to have a series called The Underachievers.
Oh, that's what I'm going to see. I told you all your good ideas. Not in your 40s and the 50s. I can't wait to achieve fuck all and enjoy every bit of it.
Take it away.
Yeah.